This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle markets?
Leslie, our cattle market had another one of those sessions of up-and-down trading and not really any good fundamental reason for it. And once again, the strongest of the cattle complex was our feeder cattle that managed to come back from trading negative and close positive, while the live cattle traded mixed and closed negative. We saw choice box beef take a hit down 240 at mid-morning. Selects were down $1.67, had a movement of 82 loads. Saw an estimated cattle kill today of 109,000 head out there, and come in at 566,000 head. Now, other than that, there was really no other fresh news in this cattle market. As we saw on the close, June two lower, August cattle down 27, May feeders up 65, August feeders 37 higher, and June lean hog 17 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families just like you. It's all about providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit dairymax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Tom, what's going on in the grain markets?
Well, the grain markets started off the first trading session of the month of May looking pretty bad, as we traded mostly negative throughout the day in the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans. We really did not have good trading volume today. We really didn't have any fresh news today. And it just seemed like our markets found the path of least resistance was to the downside. Next week, we'll be seeing results from Oklahoma and Kansas wheat tours. Maybe that will make a change in the wheat market. On the close today, July Kansas City wheat closed a penny and a half higher. September KC wheat up a penny and a quarter. July Chicago wheat was unchanged. July corn and December corn both were down 3.25 cents, while July beans were 11.25 lower. November beans down 11.5, and July cotton took a hit down 127 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.